Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome everyone to Morning Magazine for this May 24th, 2023. It is 10:33 on the clock and you have your host James behind the mic. We are joined right now by our good friends from the ODC. We have Chris Nemitz with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And we have Chris Gaetsch. Close. It's Gaetsch. Yeah. I knew it was close. Chris Gaetsch with us as well. Both mental health coordinators with the ODC. Thank you both for being here today and certainly the conversation we're about to have. I look forward to talking with both of you guys or the ODC any chance we get. We always have fun with our conversations, but this one's got a little more of a deeper meaning to it. This one's got a little more importance to it. And like anything we touch on regarding mental health nowadays. So we're going to have fun, but I definitely look forward to getting some great information from you all as well. And to kick things off, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think that we're bringing this up as much as we can, but it's not common knowledge yet. And I want to get it as close to common knowledge. So next May, you're walking into May and think one of the first things you're thinking of is mental health awareness. It's a topic that means a lot in almost any form of society. There's no field of society or part of society that is not important and that we talk about it with. I think you could make an argument it may be the most important and the most vital with your field. And when it comes to the ODC and it comes to the clients that you have. So I want to dive into what your guys' jobs are and what you do specifically to kind of start this off, if you don't mind. And I'll start with you, Chris. Miss Nemitz, if you don't mind, letting us know a little bit about your job and what you do.
Yeah, so I work on the community mental health side. So basically what we do is we contract with our providers, the county or the other providers that pay for our services. And we work with our clientele to basically meet their needs, but in the community, at their pace and where they're at. So instead of the kind of the what you would think the traditional mental health work, mm-hmm. where somebody comes into our clinic, which we have, which is wonderful, we actually go out to them. So it's kind of a reverse almost therapy. In fact, so we'll meet people at their homes, in parks, at their business. We do, a lot of the work I do is I work with people who have a lot of high anxiety, mm-hmm. self-isolation, depression. So we'll do a lot of immersion therapy. We'll do a lot of just work in the community. So a lot of times when you see us out and about with somebody, we're actually working. Yeah. But it doesn't look like we are because we're trying to be just real with the individual that we're working with. So it's a unique role that we take on where we're not in the office a whole lot. Mm-hmm. We're actually somewhere.
It's the way you reach people. You meet them halfway or you build a bridge and you figure out it's I feel like I can always tell where somebody's coming from with mental health, mm-hmm. especially it doesn't matter if they have if they're a doctor or if they're a volunteer, no matter what their level of, are they coming into it with this is mental health here? Or are they, what do you need? What's going on with you? What is your thing in talking to somebody, meeting them, that building that bridge and meeting them halfway? We have a lot more conversation about mental health nowadays, but there's also a number of different things where it's just kind of they throw it out there and it feels very, we should talk about mental health nowadays, so I'll just throw that out there, mental mm-hmm. health, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like the true mental health is meeting people, is a case-by-case basis. You are never going to run into, I don't care if they're twins, you're not going to run into two twins that have the same mental health issues. Correct. And even Absolutely. If they have similar things, how you help them is going to be different. It's no different than how we learn. I learned this way in school. Maybe you learned this way in mm-hmm. school. It's very similar. I don't think we think about it with the brain very often, even though we had a perfect blueprint school.
Absolutely.
We all had, most of us at least, had a good teacher that took the time to be like, okay, this kid learns this way. This kid learns that way.
Yeah, everybody has that one teacher.
Yeah. So it feels like that's the approach from you all at the ODC when it comes to this issue, when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, the great thing is each of us are so individualized in what we do and our skill set, but our approach really is the individual. So an understanding that everybody learns in a different way, everybody adapts in a different way, everybody handles stress, anxiety, their day in a different way. And to meet them where they're at and say, what's the walk we're going to take today? And then figure out how we're going to support and help that individual on that walk is a really, I think, and I think Chris would agree, it's so beneficial to the person, and we see just a faster recovery when we can walk alongside them in that approach, and just to be able to be flexible with that. Again, to me, it's just it's so fun to be able to get out. And to be able to work with just a variety of individuals.
It's a lot more, and I imagine a lot more impactful, and can do a lot more good work than having them lay out on a couch and, you know, talk about their mother or something. Yeah. You know, the idea is what we have of therapy, of mental health, of those kind of things. This is much different than that. This is much deeper than that.
Absolutely. It's evolved so much. A lot of people think counseling, therapy, you know, you brought up the couch, the infamous couch, you know. It's just not that way anymore. It doesn't have to be that. Mm-hmm. One of the program that a large program that we facilitate, the Comprehensive Community Services model, it is a recovery-based model, and it's individual-led. You know, mm-hmm. they come up with their plans, they work with their caseworker to set their goals, and we try to support those goals, as Chris said, in any way that we can. You know, we meet the people where they're at. And having worked in the field for a good long time, and I primarily work with children and families, has kind of been my bread and butter. I'm kind of worked with a little bit of everything. But you get a lot of these kids, and they can't conform to that stereotypical model. Yeah. And the more we have these conversations, the more it helps decrease that stigma. Mm-hmm. And the challenge around having these conversations goes down. And my personal philosophy is that the more we do have these conversations and the more that door stays open, the more people will become comfortable with seeking that help. And they won't feel afraid to reach out. And sometimes maybe they won't have to reach out because it is so difficult to actually get that help.
You know, on the flip side too, we do have the clinic, which if you feel more comfortable with that traditional model of coming in and doing that therapeutic work, we're full. Mm-hmm. I mean, our therapists are full.
Business.
We have we have people waiting to get in. So again, the nice thing of the mental health field now is it isn't the traditional I have to sit on the couch and talk to you. It is it's a smorgasbord. You can kind of pick to say, hey, I'd rather have you really come to my house and do this versus, or no, I don't want you in my home. Mm-hmm. I want to come to you. So the beauty of what we've been able to launch over the last 5 years is this combination of people can pick what is comfortable and works for them, which I think is has made the growth in what we do so much more beneficial.
I had this question because I recently I had when I was in junior high, I did a little bit of therapy, haven't since, and I've thought about it for years and everything, and I want to say in December I started seeing a therapist once a month just to give this a shot and everything. As a side note, I tell my mother this, and I'm expecting a little pushback or something like that and everything, or something from my Jewish mother, something, you know, along the lines of care or whatever. I tell her this immediately without like a half a second. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Like, you didn't have to respond that quickly, Bob. You know, it's a little, but in doing this, it's uncovered so much, and it has helped me so much better, more than I realized I even needed. But one of the things that I really appreciated about it was, well, that my therapist is in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I'm here, and we're able to communicate and using this modern technology. And one of the things that I was hesitant about at first is I see her, and I immediately am like, oh, she don't know my story. She ain't going to be able to relate to any of this. I immediately start closing up. And I didn't realize I was doing it right away. It wasn't until the second meeting I did. We all understand that it's so much easier for us to talk to somebody that may know what it's like, that has been through the trenches and understands maybe it's depression or it's something else. For you and your clients, it's got to be difficult to be able to get to that level. There's just physically, mentally, there's just, you know, things that hold you back from that. How do you both individually reach people, like get to their level, be able to relate to them, be able to be like, I understand that I don't understand. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that, the idea of that.
Well, you know, everything is about effective service provision is all about empathy. And, you know, for me, I definitely eat, sleep, and breathe a more person-centered model. They call it person-centered therapy. That's kind of where my approach comes from. And it is all about building that rapport, building the relationship, because through that, you gain trust. Yeah. And with that trust, you know, there are certain people that just want that blank slate to talk to. Mm-hmm. Kind of like they're just shouting at the void.
Yeah.
That can be therapy.
Mm-hmm.
There can be therapy in people, maybe some of the people I work with want advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to problem solve. And that can be very good, and especially with providing services to men, that's a huge thing. It's, mm-hmm. it's a very common thing. Like, yeah. a lot of times men don't want to go and gush their feelings, and because we've been told we're not supposed to do that, you know. We've been trained that way.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, more of a solution-focused mm-hmm. sort of thing, or, mm-hmm. you know, hey, problem-solving angle, that's what they want.
Mm.
And the thing that I love about our program and what we do is whenever we go meet with somebody to get started, it's all about them. What do you like? What do you want? Where do you want to go? I'm here to do it with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, and I think you really get people's buy-in pretty early when you start that way.
Yeah.
You put them in the driver's seat, and you watch where they go. Like, we're alongside them.
Yeah.
You know, really and I'm just really honest. You know, I say mm-hmm. that I'm not in your situation, right? Like, my situation is different than yours.
Yeah.
But I'm going to walk with you through this, and you fill me in on your situation, and let's go on that journey together. You know, and again, I work with a lot of men who have alcohol and drug abuse mm-hmm. issues. I don't come from that background,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, okay, you teach me. You tell me about what's going on for you. You tell me what's not working, what is working, and go together. And just that approach to, I don't know everything, but let's figure it out together type approach, I think really helps. And then again, I'm about time. I'm like, listen, there's no time on your journey. Because people are like, well, we got to get it done in 6 months. No, we'll get it done whenever it gets done, right? I've worked with clients. I worked with a gentleman who it took a year before he honestly said, I trust you. And he goes, now I know you're in it for the long haul. So, okay, let's go. He goes, are you ready? And I said, absolutely. He goes, okay. And it started to come out. So, you know, it really is like Chris said about, you know, just letting them know, one, I don't know everything, but I'm going to walk it with you. And you teach me.
You don't have to face it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You teach me, I'll teach you. And that model, I think, really helps people feel comfortable being vulnerable.
You guys are good. You guys are good. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. Come back. I want to talk about some of the services, some of the events coming up with our ODC right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, 10:48 on the clock. We're speaking with the Chris's, mental health coordinators over the ODC. I'm going to turn you guys into a band. You already got a name.
We got it.
We're talking mental health with the guys and talking about the ODC. And I want to touch on a couple of events coming up with the ODC, but I'd like to also take this opportunity to remind people of the services you all have over there and how people, our community, can take advantage of them and how our community is made better through them.
Sure.
So let's start right there, if you don't mind.
Well, just on the mental health side, we have the, like Chris said, the community support services that we do. We have the clinic itself in-house. So both services for mental health. Again, we have employment-related services. So we do help people who have documented disabilities able to go out and get that support for work if they're interested in work. We do have our day services facilities, our community day services facilities. We support people in their homes. So just a variety of supports that we have for individuals that have some sort of just struggle. You know, and if anybody really says, hey, can I get support? You know, the easiest thing to do is just call us and then we'll walk you through whether we can provide that or not. So
if there is a need, if there is something that is pulling in you, it's a good idea to reach out.
Absolutely.
Unlike a lot of the things that you see nowadays, medication wise and everything, there is no side effect to this. There is no, you go, you talk, you have a session, if you will, or something, and leave, and like, oh, now one leg is shorter than the other, or something. I don't know. Whatever weird side effects that exist with half the stuff that are over the, you know, diagnosed stuff nowadays. Yeah. That's key to this, I think. So many people want results nowadays, and they want them quickly in that. And with a subject like this, you have to be patient. You have to give yourself time. And we talk the phrase giving grace gets used a lot with mental health nowadays. But I don't think we flip it on ourselves enough. Like, we're getting better Absolutely. About it, but we got work to do.
And, that's one of the major things that I touch on with a lot, especially the adults that I work with. We are so fast to kick ourselves when we're down. And we got to recognize that you're not going to help yourself out of that hole by doing that. It's just not helpful. And before we get too far afield, you mentioned, you know, reaching out, and if you feel something's off, reach out for help. If you see people around you, the loved ones in your life, if they start acting a little bit differently, you know, just consider that, you know, maybe you aren't alone. What can help them? Maybe there's other things that can help them through that. Because a lot of times, if we are going through some kind of a mental health crisis, we don't want to burden the people around us.
Yep.
That's what Chris and I are here for. Mm-hmm. That's what ODC is here for, is that we can be that person to help you through those times without having to burden your people. They will reap the benefits because you're going to help yourself, you're going to help them, and we can be that for you.
Doing being in your field in the Midwest just got to be so difficult. we are built a certain way here, where you know, our leg is missing. I'll walk it off.
Yeah.
You know, I'll walk it off. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is we're talking about. You will walk it off.
Yep.
You break both your legs, I'll walk it off. Like it's so the idea of owning these things yourself is almost the first step in understanding those things. But also, to your point, Chris, about paying attention to those around you is never a bad idea too. And say you you're worried about annoying somebody, or you're worried about, you know, sticking your nose where it doesn't belong, or something like that. Nobody's ever died from that. Nobody has ever. Yeah. Very few friendships have ended because of that, or something. Reach out, give it a shot. At the very least, it's an uncomfortable, awkward couple of seconds there, and then go ahead and talk sports scores or something like that.
Yeah, you could be that hand reaching down into the pit.
Yeah,
you know, to pull somebody out.
Yeah,
because they if they can't claw themselves out of it. You might be that for somebody, even if they don't seem like they're in that bad of a place. You could be that.
Yeah.
Well, you made the comment, you know, that Midwest mentality, we're just going to rub some dirt on it and go.
Yep.
You know, we were talking off air. My oldest son and I went on a tour of UW Oshkosh last Friday because he's looking to go into school there. And one of the things that I took away was their holistic approach to school now. It wasn't just about academics. Our tour guide talked about mental health services and counseling services and the health department on there and the physical education department and the social life and the activities and the organizations you can be involved in. So there is a shift. You're starting to see a shift where people are going, you know what, and the higher education schools are going, we understand that if you're in a good physical and mental and emotional place, you are a better student.
Yeah.
And that just makes you more successful. Where I remember when I went to school, you know, back in the dinosaur days, it was like academics first, and then it was like survive on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and so now just that, and I took away from that, and I was like, wow, this, you know, and we've been on a couple campus tours where that was the huge focus was on outside the academics. Because like you're there for the academics, that's what you're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
It's making you a better person overall. So I thought, man, that's a shift that's starting to happen.
It's encouraging.
We're never any one thing. We're always whole people. You know, it's just
everything ties into everything else. Everything bleeds into everything
help.
Else.
You know, we may have a squeaky wheel somewhere, but we are whole people. We got to remember that.
It's great to hear, not just in the education level, but on so many levels that we're getting it. Like, just work. Oh, if you're not healthy mentally, your work is gonna suffer. Mm-hmm. So I'll take care of the mental health, and then I get a better worker. Like, it's no different than with education or any of these things. If we attack this the proper way, we can be benefited from it society wise. It again hits into all fields. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this and you think you're perfectly fine and don't have any mental health issues and don't understand what all the pomp and circumstance is about, I can reach you economically. All of this affects your economics, affects your tax dollars. It does. It all connects. So I would like to think that everybody is on the same page with this issue. And I think, like, and I know, like, a lot of families out there, this isn't a new issue, to, like, for me and my family. I grew up with my mother being manic depressive and certainly having my own stuff, my brother and sister, those things. And this has been a long time issue for us. And bringing attention to this issue feels like one of the most exhausting parts of my life, is trying to get people to care about this stuff. Now we're finally there. We're finally at a place in society where it's more and more. Chris, you touch on taking your kid to school and experiencing that and seeing how other people are doing these things now. And this is great. And we've made a lot of strides. I don't think I'm alone also in the fact of, one of the things I worry about is, okay, well, we've taken care of that. Mental health's done. Let's move on to the next thing. We have a tendency to do that in society. Recycling comes up. Everybody's recycling. Yep. Everybody cares about recycling. It feels like 4 or 5 years later, we're still recycling, but people are throwing stuff out their windows now and stuff like that. We cannot take our eyes off the ball on this one. Absolutely. It's the great work we've made, but we cannot afford to take 2 steps back, 1 step forward. Yeah. That's not what we can afford to do on this.
Mental health is health. And just like our physical health, we've got to make sure we stay on top of it, just like you're saying. We've
got some great events coming up at the ODC. I want to make sure we touch on those and make sure that we mention some great sponsors as well and all that.
Absolutely. So just some stuff that we have coming up. We still are doing our June cash raffle. So there's still some tickets left to get on that. So if anybody's interested in doing that, just reach out and contact the main ODC telephone number or email. Get on the website for that. We're actually going to be doing a ODC 50-50 raffle night at the Rafters game on June 5th. So if you want to come out, the Rafters are just a ton of fun. It's a just fun summer baseball. I love summer baseball. We're doing a 50-50 raffle that night. On the 19th of June, White Sands Mini Golf is doing, for every person that goes out in mini golf, $1 is being donated to ODC.
Very cool.
So super cool for White Sands for doing that. And then coming up in August will be our 4th annual run, walk, and roll.
Yeah.
And then we're actually doing, hopefully, if the weather holds, a live event on August 17th. I know we've ran into some weather days in the past.
Yeah. Midwest again.
Absolutely. So just some great fun events coming up.
When it comes to these events, too, we've got some great sponsors, some great people that have helped over the years to be a part of this with the second annual Four for Hope golf outing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Got like Wood Trust involved in there. Some businesses that we hear a lot when it comes to these events.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our second annual Hope Golf benefit for our clinic was a huge success. 68 golfers participated.
68. That's awesome.
And that was early in the season.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I meant to mention that. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So actually, we've already marked on the calendar. Next year, May 31st, we're backing it up. Hopefully, it won't
not
be so cold
idea.
When we're out there. It turned out to be a really nice day. But yes. I worked one of the booths out on one of the holes, and it was we dressed in layers.
Yeah.
So it was a little cold in the morning. So just a great amount of sponsors. As you said, we had Wood Trust, Premier Sports, Solaris, Exact Science, were our lunch sponsors. We had Tito's, Altman Construction. We had Gochet Cranberry, event gift sponsors. So just a ton of local support that came out, and it jumped on board and... What a great day that was.
There are so many. Every one of those businesses you mentioned too, we've mentioned them with other events and other things, with other nonprofits and such. And I always like to give a big appreciation to these businesses that constantly put back into their community, invest in these events that help not just the ODC but other nonprofits continue to do the vital work in our community. With the ODC, it is not just certainly first and foremost, importantly, helping the clients, but that benefits all of us. These clients come into our community. They work in here. They're citizens just like the rest of us, and get to enjoy their lives a little bit more than they would maybe otherwise. It's such a great organization. I have no journalistic integrity with you guys because I just love you all to death and
that's all
can't
right.
help myself. I did want to mention, though, as Chris said, if you want to reach out to the ODC, you can find them at their website, odcinc.com. That's a great website. Be sure to bookmark it, odcinc.com. Otherwise, you can give them a call in the Rapids office at 715-424-2712, 424-2712. So never a bad idea to reach out, see other volunteering opportunities, ways that you can help out with the ODC.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the time, guys, and really appreciate everything you do in the community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you guys.
We'll hang out again real soon.
Absolutely.
We'll have more Money Magazine for you tomorrow right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.